Gentlemen, you are tuned into Channel Live 104.8 FM, and it's time for that wonderful show that we have every Thursday on an 8 to 9 on the evening show now with me, Thawseef. It's called Man on the Edge. Man on the Edge, brought to you by Prestige, the Man Store, focuses on wonderful people out there from Chennai, what we would call unsung heroes of Chennai, people who manage to break the mold, you know, walk the path that is probably the most difficult to take in life, when people cannot really understand where they're heading, what's happening around them, what might be at the end of the tunnel, but they still choose to walk the path because they have a vision. And that is about Man on the Edge. And today we have one such man who actually chose to leave a very comfortable set life because he had a vision and chose to follow that vision. In the studio, I would like to welcome Mr. Prabodh Jain, who is the owner of Ras Vihar, the jewelry store, and also Sarangi, the sari store. Mr. Prabodh Jain, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
All right. Awesome. So, well, you know, Man on the Edge is about wonderful people like you. And we will, of course, talk to people about how wonderful you are, but slowly.
Sure.
Right now, what I want you to tell us is, tell us about yourself, your early days, your schooling, your college, your family.
What I remember most of my early life was that I've been an artist by inclination.
Mm-hmm.
And self-taught in that sense. And
okay.
But most of my childhood, I would come back from school and take out the paints and brushes and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And in school as well as in college, I participated mostly in art kind of events.
Uh-huh. So you're always painting, so like sketching.
Yeah, I worked with poster colors mostly.
Uh-huh.
And
did you draw on your house walls sometimes?
My mother still has a napkin with her, which is kaleidoscopic colors, because that's where I used to wipe the brushes. So she still has that
amazing
piece with her.
Uh-huh. And school, college, which
yeah,
you?
I went to DAV in Gopalapuram.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we're talking about late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
The option was engineering, medicine, or
true.
Air Force and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I would be a good engineer, and I wanted to do engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And I got admission into ACE Tech. I became a chemical engineer.
Okay.
So I thought that I would start a chemical producing factory. But by the time I was in my second year, those thoughts perished, because At that time, I thought it was not such a great thing to do. There was also pressure from the family to join the family business after I finished college, because my father was, you know, obviously getting older, and he wanted help and so on.
Tell us about your family. I mean, like, what kind of a family were you born into, and, you know, what really was this business that they were in?
My father came to Chennai in 1974, mm-hmm. and joined his brother,
mm-hmm.
who was already running a steel trading business.
Right.
And so he joined there, and of course the business grew, and they were doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point they separated, and so each ran his own business.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in college, my father was doing it alone.
Right.
And so there was a need to help him and support.
Mm-hmm.
So once I finished college, I took a 15-day break and then went to work with my dad. I was there for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
It was the easiest time of my life.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy the trading business. It was simply buying and selling. So you buy at a price and sell at a higher price.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go to work at 2 hours in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the day, I was all over bookshops doing what I love to do.
Uh-huh.
And then go back in the evening to wrap up what happened during the day and take care of things. And everything was delegated to staff, because
uh-huh.
I didn't want to do anything. I didn't like it. So everything, it was most delegated part of my life.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let me get this right. So you're from a typical business family, and this typical spoiled rich kid is like, I don't want to do this, but I have to do this. I'm going to do my job and be happy with it. Okay. All right, I might be exaggerating a little bit. But at what point did you think that this comfortable life was not for you? When did you, after 8 years of working for your dad, I suppose?
At that point, I met my mentor,
mm-hmm.
my guru. His name is Apuresh Acharya.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined his course. He runs an organization called MILT.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they tell us in MILT is that is the definition of a mediocre life.
Okay.
And a mediocre person is one whose hobby and career are mm-hmm. different. That means Mediocrity is doing something that you don't like to do, mm-hmm. because that will get you some money, mm-hmm. and then you have a hobby that you keeps you interested. So he used to tell us about this banker who doesn't like banking,
mm-hmm.
but he loves gardening. So mm-hmm. in the day he is a banker, and he goes home in the evening and he has a small sundae and a small garden which he tends to.
Mm-hmm.
So he says that man will never become a numero uno banker,
mm-hmm.
nor will he become a numero uno gardener.
True.
That's the definition. So this he used to tell us often, and so that made an impression on me. And over a period of 2-3 years, a very clear idea came in my mind that I don't want to continue in the steel business.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult to get permission at home,
uh-huh.
and in some sense I'm family kind of person. So I didn't want to make a major change. I didn't want to leave the business without my family and especially my father's blessings. So this went on for about 3 years when, it was, because there were a lot of events in the family. We were getting married, my sister, my brother. And so that helping hand was always required. So by 1990, I had decided that whatever happens, I have to get out. And so one day I wrote a letter to my father, because wow. talking to him, I would get a no. So uh-huh. I wrote a letter to my father in which I put down all my feelings and thoughts. And mm-hmm. I said, I need your blessing mm-hmm. to do this. And the next day I got a yes.
No, that's amazing.
So I started my design company, advertising, branding, design company.
We'll hold on to that thought.
Sure.
Okay, so you did get the permission from home, which I thought might have been a little difficult considering the traditional family that you're from.
Mm.
But yes, we will come to that other story where you decided to pursue your dream in okay. just a little bit. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Prabodh Jain, owner of Ras Vihar, and of course also Sarangi, who's right here on Man on the Edge, brought to you by Prestige The Man Store. Stay tuned for more of that interesting story only on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. You're tuned into Chennai Live 104.8 FM. My name is Tawseef, and yes, this is the evening show. And here we have Man on the Edge, brought to you by Prestige The Man Store. With us today on the show, of course, is yet another unsung hero, as we would like to call people who do not walk the traditional path, try to break the mold, do things that they're passionate about, and follow their dreams. And one such man is Mr. Prabodh Jain. He's joining us here today. He's owner of Ras Vihar, the jewelry store, and of course Sarangi, the sari store as well. Thank you once again, Mr. Prabodh Jain, for joining us here. All right, so we were talking about how you let go of a very cushy life as scion of a steel company. Yes.
Yes.
And you chose to follow a dream, which was painting and designing, I suppose.
Yes.
Tell us about how you chose to do that.
So, over the years, I used to part-time work as a graphic designer
mm-hmm.
For some of the organizations that I was connected with.
Mm-hmm.
I would design their logo, the mm-hmm. letterhead, the newsletter, my own stationery, family, friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, I used to do a lot of work as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had one assistant full-time salary I was paying for doing work for other people, which I was doing gratis.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very, very, very interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a self-taught graphic designer. And so most of what I learned, there was no internet in those days. So I have a collection of hundreds of graphic design books, typography,
mm-hmm.
Layout, grids.
Mm-hmm.
And I so much absorbed myself with that reading
mm-hmm.
that even today we can discuss on any subject on graphic design, and if I can open a page of a book and with that reference.
Wow.
So that's what I
so was this bringing in any money for you, or was it struggle
no,
time in terms
for,
of money
for those years when I hadn't started the company? It was gratis work. It was
right.
It was just friendly work for people.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I was incurring a cost keeping this boy, but I never minded it because I wanted to do it.
Right.
And in the day I was in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So people, if I needed somebody to go to the press, to go to the phototype setting unit,
right.
or the studio. So I had this assistant who would do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was not making any money out of that, but that was not really because I love to do it and I would
right.
want, I was doing it.
But when you took it up full time, what happened? Were you able to generate revenue?
Yeah, I was I was very capable by the time
mm-hmm.
because I had done a lot of work and I had a lot of practice and experience. So I was very good at that and I was very self-confident.
Mm-hmm.
So In fact, one of my first assignments, I met, this was for Chaitanya Builders.
Mm-hmm.
And I designed the corporate identity for Chaitanya Builders in 93.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, Mr. Suresh Singh Aravelu was the managing director of Chaitanya. And so when I met him and then I discussed my ideas with him, I think he was quite impressed. So he said, you make a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, I sent him a cost proposal.
Mm-hmm.
But this was very early, so I didn't have a company, but I had decided to start.
Right.
So it was on my personal letterhead,
mm-hmm.
the cost proposal. So a few days later, he called me and said, Prabodh, I received your proposal. And he says, I'm in touch with some of the best agencies in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, your quote is 3 times more expensive or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very confident and perhaps a bit arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it was like, you know, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I got the assignment.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. one of the... I made some designs and some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a great guy. So he had a lot of nice inputs.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the very early concepts
mm-hmm.
got approved.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very strong concept. It was based on what is known as the golden proportion.
Mm-hmm.
So, based on that, what I designed then
mm-hmm.
is the logo that Chaitanya still uses.
Nice.
So that's like 20 years, something that has lasted for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of my other early assignments was for Odyssey, the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashwin is a good friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
and I know him through his father. So Ashwin said, listen, it's a new company. I won't be able to approve this because at that time some astronomical fees I had asked for. But he said, what I'll do is, because the board of directors and all that, so he said, what I'll do is I'll give you vouchers for Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
So I remember it was 20,000 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had 20,000 rupees of vouchers, which anytime I can go to Odyssey, pick up whatever I want.
Which for you is great because you love books.
I love books.
Yeah, there
so,
you go.
So, so that's what happened. And
nice.
Of course, I had enough work all along, and then I had a small team of people, and then we grew well. We were doing very well.
Did you face any rejection? Did you face any disappointments? Did you have to struggle at any point of time?
Cash flow was always a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I loved doing what I was doing, but to succeed in service industry, perhaps you need a lot of other skill sets. And for me, it was just the passion of the work. I'd love to do the work. So there was one example. It was for a tile company, Beton Tile Company.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for a brochure.
Mm-hmm.
And the brochure was approved, signed off by the client.
Mm-hmm.
And it went into print.
Mm-hmm.
And before the book gets bound, it's in sheets.
Right.
And so the great thing is that after everything was printed, somebody checked and they found that the PIN code for Chennai instead of 044 got printed as 041.
So you had to just destroy the whole thing?
So the client said, listen, no problems, we'll put a sticker or something. I said, no, because when you gave me the check, there was no sticker on it. You gave me a full check.
Okay.
And I will give you a job which doesn't have any patches on it or anything which is shabby.
Mm.
So we reprinted the entire thing. And that brochure was on very thick paper and it was laminated. So we had these thousands of sheets which were thick, beautiful art paper with lamination. So all my relatives, everybody got sheets to line their cupboards. And for the next few years, they'd call us and say, hey, listen, when are you again doing some misprinting? We need some sheets for lining the cupboards.
Right.
These kind of things happened. And but I was, to me, to give 100%, give my 100% was something that was non-negotiable.
So that stood you in good stead. Credibility was more important
yes,
for you.
Yes. One of the things that happened was that I, for example, Nadella
mm-hmm.
Jewelry,
mm-hmm.
I started working with them in 93.
Uh-huh.
And until 2007, when I decided to get into jewelry,
mm-hmm.
until that time, for 14 years, I had a continuous professional relationship with them,
mm-hmm.
as with another jeweler in Salem, ENS Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Naidu Hall for 7 years continuously.
Mm-hmm.
With L&T, I was handling their valves marketing. That was like a 10-11 year old relationship. So I've been fortunate. I feel happy that I had very long and consistent relationship with my clients. To me, it meant that they liked what I did and there was some value in what I was doing.
So once they come to you, they like you, that they stay with you. But that also is about how much you are, you know, it means to you, right? On delivering a good job. Yes.
I'm sure that any assignment that I took up, I gave my 100%.
Awesome. So this store, opening the jewelry store or the sari store, when did you decide to go into business like that?
We started in 2007. Mm-hmm. Rasvihar started in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I had enough exposure to jewelry business over the years because I had jewelers as my clients and I was very deeply involved with them. So there was a lot of insight that I had about the jewelry business. And there was an idea that I could do things differently.
So are you designing your own jewelry now?
Yes, we have a team. I have an artist who heads and...
You're an artist too?
I'm an artist, but these days because I'm an entrepreneur and I can't really... I don't have now the focus bandwidth to sit and focus on this for a few hours to come up with something. So mm-hmm. there is a team of people who do that. So, yes. And then in 2009, I started the sari store.
And do you make any designs for those as well?
No. Sarangi is about merchandising well.
Uh-huh.
So it's only, we offer a very tight and limited selection of Kanjivarams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about well-merchandised saris. We stick to a certain classic style
mm-hmm.
and don't do what in the market is called fancy saris. And that's worked
have
very
have you
well
been blessed with the same luck with these businesses as well that you wear with your designing industry? Designing.
Yes. Financially, these retail businesses are far more lucrative in the sense I've done well and
all right.
businesses have done well.
We'll hold on to that. I'm really happy for your growth over the years. We're going to come back and ask you how it feels to be standing where you are standing today. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the wonderful growth story of a man who chose to walk out of a family business and then start his own. Inspirational. We'll come back and see what more he has to say. Only on The Man on the Edge, Prestige The Man Store is bringing to you this show with me, Thawseef, on The Evening Show. Stay tuned. This is Channel Live 104.8 FM. My name is Thawseef. This is The Evening Show and you are listening to Man on the Edge, the show brought to you by Prestige The Man Store. It talks about people who choose to walk a path different from what other people would choose to and then get somewhere in life and what their take on life is. And today we have with us Mr. Prabodh Jain, who's the owner of Rasvihar and also Sarangi, the sari store. Rasvihar, of course, is the jewelry store. Mr. Prabodh Jain, yes, thank you for sharing that wonderful story of your life with
thank
us.
You.
But then I have more questions for you.
Sure.
So now standing where you are, when you look back, you know, as a successful man in your career and you look back, how do you feel? Do you feel you've achieved what you set out to do? Are there any regrets in life that you have when you look back? What do you think?
Regrets, no. I'm basically a very optimistic person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you need to be. That's one of the key things you need to be an entrepreneur. So I look back and there are lessons. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that I've learned. Every day is a learning experience. But I don't think there's anything that I regret about that this I shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
I've made the best of whatever situation I am in
mm-hmm.
and that's worked well for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends who now I'm past 50, so early 50, so I have friends who talk about retiring and I'm thinking that life has just started. So, and there's a beautiful quote that I've come across and it says that today mm-hmm. you're the youngest that you ever will be. And that's what I think keeps me excited about getting up in the morning. And there is so much to achieve today. And yes.
Awesome. Is in along the way, I'm sure you didn't walk this path alone. Have there been people that you would like to say were really part of your growth, a part of your life, who, you know, held your hand and walked by you, or at least were there for some period of time?
My immediate family,
mm-hmm.
I'm very fortunate, I would say, that I have, all of us have a great rapport and relationship with each other. My sister, Dr. Pratibha Jain, my parents, I live with my parents, mm-hmm. we live with my parents. My father himself is an achiever, at the same time he's a very gentle person. So there were a lot of values that mm-hmm. we learned from him.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is a pillar of support and strength. While when you're in business, there are always situations that are challenging. that are tough, but they become not so challenging and not so tough because there are people around you who are there in many ways to support.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I would say that my immediate family, my brother Pranav, I'm very fortunate to have them. I also have a small circle of friends. I'm not a very I'm not into a lot of circles.
Mm-hmm.
I have few friends, but they are relationships that are 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I can count or maybe 10, 15 people who are close to me, who I share a lot with.
Through this journey, did your father ever even once ask you to return to the family business? Maybe he might have felt a strain at some time.
Yes, actually. In fact, when he said it was okay for me to start something on my own,
mm-hmm.
One of the suggestions he made was that, listen, why don't you half day you go to your design business and half day you come to the steel business.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I was very clear that I was not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these years after I left, I go once in a year to that office
mm-hmm.
for the Diwali Puja.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Now, a man in your position who has walked the path that nobody else walks, or rather, very few people walk. What does the word prestige mean to you?
To me, it is respect.
Mm-hmm.
Respect of whoever you interact with. It could be your colleagues. It could be an auto rickshaw driver. So, I feel that when I'm nice to people and when I'm being genuine, and then there is a respect that people reciprocate with. And to me, that is what I think is prestige. It's not cars, it's not a house, it's not the other trappings of, you know, I don't think that's, to me, it's respect or honor that's important.
Wow. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Prabodh Jain. I will quickly come back and ask you for your advice to young entrepreneurs out there, but that's after a quick break. All right, people, there you go. Quite an inspirational interview right there, even for me sitting right here across him. So you stay tuned only to Channel I 104.8 FM, of course. This is Man on the Edge, brought to you by Prestige, the Man Store. I'll be right back. This is Tausif on The Evening Show. This is Channel I 104.8 FM. My name is Tausif. You are tuned into The Evening Show, and this, of course, is a wonderful show which I am grateful to be a part of. It's called Man on the Edge, brought to you by Prestige, the Man Store. And here we talk to wonderful people in Chennai who are walking right next to you, maybe sitting right next to you right now. People who have tread, you know, let's say something, the difficult path, that's what I'm trying to say in different ways, of course. But yes, where they saw light when everybody else saw darkness. And one such person here, if you've listened to his story over the last 1 hour, is Mr. Prabodh Jain. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Great.
And so yes, now as the owner of Rasvihar, the jewelry store, as the owner of Sarangi, the sari store, and having gone through that wonderful path that you went through in life, what is your advice to budding young entrepreneurs or people who have a vision and want to follow it?
One, I think you need to read a lot,